So again, I'm just going to mute you. So what I want you to do, and in a way it's really coming into the sense of the of childhood as perichoresis, or the conversation of the universe and the deep interconnectedness. So I want you just to be aware of your bodies. In particular, be aware of that kind of central axis of your body that represents your sovereignty. And the sense of sitting on the earth and sitting in space. And with that, and just very gently getting kind of present. And what I'd like you to do then is just to notice your body as a collection of conversations, noticing all the cells of the body, noticing the bones, noticing the organ systems, your nervous system, circulation of your blood, your lungs, your bones, your muscles. And just gently entering into the conversation that keeps your body upright, keeps your body living. And then choosing a part of the body, like one of the organ systems. And then letting attention focus in that, into that system. Focus on a particular organ. And let yourself notice the cells. The constellation of cells that make up an organ. And opening ourselves to that sense of the cells as a collective. And the movement of cellular messages from the cell nucleus through the cytoplasm, through the cell membrane. And this sense of a constant set of chemical, biochemical conversations. And noticing that as you consciously witness that, you bring a presence of awareness. And what we're sort of witnessing, in a sense, is that continual conversation arising from just the depths of your body. Which, as you bring that into awareness, becomes luminous. Becomes part of what we might call your self-light. And just resting in that sense of light, conversation, coming from the particular organ you've been focusing on, and just embracing the whole of the body, entering the cellular conversation. And taking it even a step further beneath the cell into the molecules, into the atoms, into the quantum flux that is underneath cellular life. Okay, not making anything happen, just holding the intention to deepen into that much more fundamental, biochemical, biophysical, quantum flux that generates atoms in relationship that manifests as cellular conversations. And feeling that sense of confluence and conversation happening all through the body. Feeling that sense of luminous witnessing, the sense of the self-light, both holding this and being generated by these conversations. This is the particularity of your own incarnate nature manifesting as light. And coming to the edge of the body, continue that witnessing, that conversation into the space around your body, into the objects of the room, noticing your computer, noticing the chair that you're sitting on, and letting your light, your specific nature, touch the nature of the chair that you're sitting on, the computer in front of you, any other objects that are near you. Coming together in a gesture of blessing, a gesture of connection, holding and being held, seeing and being seen, hearing and being heard, touching and being touched, smelling and being smelt, tasting and being tasted, as we enter into true communion, as we together, in a sense, form the chalice of the Grail. Through which the presence of love and light can touch us and touch the world. and just resting in this place. This place of communion. And then letting yourself embrace the whole of your house. Again, the same principle. Touching, being touched. Hearing, being heard. Seeing, being seen. Etc. So just reaching out. Touching the light in the house, the presence of the house. Holding the house, being held by the house. Increasing the capacity through which the light can manifest. And then just in your own time, in your own way, just allowing this to feel like this sense of grail space or creation of the grail chalice, which is always held between us, to expand and grow. Embracing the town we live in, the country we live in, the world we live in, but doing it slowly and not jumping over things and stopping when we reach whatever is our limit. So no force. And just gradually bringing your attention back inwards and outwards. And noticing how what hanging out in grail space has been like for you. I'm just going to put you for break in breakout rooms, not for very long, just for 15 minutes to talk about that experience. So just 15 minutes, just talking about that experience.